If you once lived in a gangster's paradise, you're ready to go back to the 90s. And in 60 seconds, we are opening a time capsule dated Friday, February 10th, 1995.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Log from Blammo.
Batteries not included.
It was your Friday, the 10th of February, 1995. And you don't need me to tell you, with Bill Clinton in the White House, you know times were good. What, you're a Republican? Never mind. But I'm sure we can all agree that TLC were creeping at the number one position at the top of the pop charts. And Pam Tillis gave us a Spanish lesson at the top of the country charts with Mi Vida Loca, My Crazy Life. The Quick and the Dead opened at number 2 in theaters, but surprising everybody, opening at number 1, the Adam Sandler Universal comedy, Billy Madison. And that night on television, millions watched Chelsea Smith of Deer Park, Texas, win the crown at the 44th Miss USA pageant. And it's time to tuck and roll, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to be a gentleman and console the second runner-up. None of them are losers in my book. If you're a rejected beauty queen, maybe I'll have a shot. We'll meet again on another 90s flashback.